This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that breaking news says the FBI has informed CNN and presumably other news outlets as well that they have now documentary proof confirming something that we've been talking about all day on this show, which is plans to have armed demonstrations in all 50 state capitals against the election result, and that they are taking these preparations very seriously. Now, this is different from the Million Militia March, which is planned for Inauguration Day itself. You may remember how loathsome it was, and I do think it was loathsome, and I think it was inappropriate. When the day after President Trump's inauguration, they had the resistance march, and it was a women's march to resist President Trump, and they had people wearing little pink hats that looked like kittens, and you know why. And they had Madonna saying she dreamed of blowing up the White House and all of this craziness. It was just, it was an awful thing, but at least they let the Trump inauguration take place with some celebration and some pomp. President Obama was there, and to send President Trump into office, making it clear there was a full peaceful transition and cooperation. The Vice President of the United States at the time, Joe Biden Jr., was there. Welcoming the new Vice President, Mike Pence. Mike Pence, by the way, much to his credit, has indicated, I don't know if it's been officially confirmed, but it's reported by multiple networks, he will be at the inauguration, which is a good thing and an appropriate thing. But what happens if there are, again, thousands of protesters bringing arms to try to protest the inauguration? Joe Biden was asked about that today. He received his second dose of the coronavirus vaccine today, and good for him. It's appropriate for the incoming president at age 78 to get to the front of the line in terms of getting the coronavirus. He counts as a first responder when you're president of the United States. And afterward, he held a brief question and answer with the press, and a reporter asked him about his expectations for Inauguration Day. He was asked if he was afraid to take the oath of office outside. Listen, this is clip three.
Sir, are you at all afraid of taking your oath outside?
I'm not afraid of taking the oath outside, and we've been getting briefed, but I am. I think it's critically important that there be a real serious focus on holding those folks who engage in sedition and threaten people's lives, defaced public property, caused great damage, that they be held accountable. And I think that's a view that is held by the vast majority of Democrats and Republicans in the Congress.
I'm sure he is right. It's held by the vast majority of Americans. In terms of holding people accountable, there's an interesting article by a smart lawyer. Now, it's a smart lawyer who was part of the Bush administration. His name is Shapiro. He was a former assistant attorney general of the District of Columbia. He is now a White House appointed official at the U.S. Agency for Global Media, which used to be the presides over Voice of America and elsewhere, very controversial goings on there under Michael Peck's leadership. But Jeffrey Scott Shapiro has a piece in the Wall Street Journal, headline, "No, Trump isn't guilty of incitement." And what he's talking about is not defending anything that Trump said or did. But what he's talking about is the likelihood of actually getting a conviction in a court of law. And as a prosecutor, he knows something about it. He writes, House Democrats have drafted an article of impeachment that accuses President Trump of incitement to insurrection. They now have over 218 co-sponsors, so that article of impeachment will go through probably tomorrow. Acting U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin said Thursday that his office is looking at all actors here and anyone that had a role in the Capitol riot. Good. Some reporters have construed that as including Mr. Trump. And then he says flatly, the president did not commit incitement or any other crime. And he talks about how he has prosecuted people for rioting and incitement to riot, and the president doesn't meet the standard. He says the president did not mention violence on Wednesday, much less provoke or incite it. He said, quote, I know marching over to the Capitol building, I know that everyone, he said, here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. And then Shapiro brings up, district law defines a riot as a public disturbance which by tumultuous and violent conduct or the threat thereof creates grave danger of damage or injury to property or persons. When Mr. Trump spoke, there was no public disturbance, only a rally. The disturbance came later at the Capitol by a small minority who entered the perimeter and broke the law. They should be prosecuted. The president's critics want him charged for inflaming the emotions of angry Americans. That alone does not satisfy the elements of any criminal offenses, and therefore his speech is protected by the Constitution that members of Congress are sworn to support and defend. Now, see, again, when he acknowledges that a riot occurred and the police had declared a riot at the Capitol building, and, of course, now one Capitol cop has died, and Ashley Babbitt died when she was trying to barge her way in through the broken glass into the Senate chamber. I think that Shapiro makes a decent case, but the idea of having to try that case in the middle of the first days of the Biden administration, the idea of launching an impeachment proceeding before all those demonstrations, this is simply not good for the country. And the best thing, of course, would be by far for the president to resign. He won't do that. And I don't know why not, frankly, because it would be the best thing for his own self-interest. It would be they would avoid this whole impeachment thing and the attempt to ban him from future runs for office. It would satisfy everyone and help calm the country. Maybe he could attend the inauguration like all of his predecessors since Andrew Johnson in 1869. Okay, he won't do that. So what are they talking about? Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, the leader of the Republicans in the House, is talking about a resolution of censure. Now, I talked about that and was a big advocate of it during the impeachment crisis, because it's a way you can get everybody to vote, including most Republicans who would vote for a resolution of censure condemning the president. He would be only the second president since Andrew Jackson to have a resolution of censure passed against him. It would be a significant black mark. It would indicate that people do not approve of what he has done. But it would avoid the prolonged confrontation where Trump is, frankly, likely to gain from it that we will face if they pursue this impeachment course. I hope they won't. We'll get to why it's such a bad idea to bring up Hitler in the midst of these conversations coming up on the Medved Show.
husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips. And it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, words have consequences, and especially words about Adolf Hitler. And I think that everyone, except for a handful of people who were there as part of the riot on Capitol Hill, who were wearing Nazi gear and Nazi paraphernalia with words Camp Auschwitz on the front of sweatshirts, other sweatshirts that said 6 million wasn't enough. This is beyond loathsome. And by the way, I think some of those people have been among those who've been arrested, because in what is going to be a super spreader event to end all super spreader events, one member of Congress has already been diagnosed with COVID-19. And the report is that this member of Congress from Virginia contracted it when she was herded together with a bunch of other congressmen into a locked room for safekeeping. They could hear while they were in there the demonstrators pounding on the door, trying to break in to intimidate the members of Congress. In any event, there's another member of Congress who is facing some of very intense blowback, and appropriately, because of something she said right before the riot. A freshman member of the House of Representatives actually said on Friday, so it's after the riot, that she regretted having made an approving reference to Hitler at a rally in Washington, a comment that drew condemnation from members of all parties and prompted some Democrats to demand her resignation. The Congressman Mary Miller, a newly elected Illinois Republican, made the remarks at a Save the Republic rally on Tuesday, 2 days before she was sworn in as a House member representing the state's 15th congressional district. The rally was sponsored by the conservative group Moms for America. Here's what she said. She said, each generation has the responsibility to teach and train the next generation. You know, if we win a few elections, we're still going to be losing unless we win the hearts and minds of our children. This is the battle. Hitler was right on one thing. He said, whoever has the youth has the future. Our children are being propagandized. Now, do I think it's accurate to say, as the New York Times does, that she made an approving reference to Hitler? No, it's not really fair, but how stupid of the congresswoman. If you're going to bring up Hitler and you're going to quote him as an authority, first of all, why would you do that? Hitler isn't the only one who said that you have to reach the youth of a country. Why would you use Hitler as an example? And she just said Hitler was right on one thing. She said even though he's one of the most evil leaders in all of history, Hitler understood whoever has the youth has the future. Okay, our children are being propagandized. Then it makes it clear she's trying to associate the propagandizing of our children with Hitler, and she doesn't approve of that. She offered an apology at the end of the week after the congressional riots. She said, I sincerely apologize for any harm my words caused and regret using a reference to one of the most evil dictators in history to illustrate the dangers that outside influences can have on our youth. While some are trying to intentionally twist my words into something antithetical to my beliefs, let me be clear, I'm passionately pro-Israel, and I will always be a strong advocate and ally of the Jewish community. Well, good for her. Meanwhile, I'm glad she apologized, but there are members of her own congressional delegation who are Jewish. The governor of Illinois, who does happen to be Jewish right now, J.D. Pritzker, all of whom are calling for her resignation. Tammy Duckworth, the senator from Illinois, is calling for her to resign. That's an overreaction. I mean, especially given the fact that she has already apologized. Ms. Miller, 61, describes herself as a mother of seven, grandmother of 17, farmer and business manager who was elected November 3rd to replace Representative John Shimkus, a Republican who retired. And Moms for America, the group she spoke to, had defended her before the apology. But she is not the only one who has found it necessary to bring up Hitler. And this is on all sides. Just to give you some sample, Joe Scarborough, and again, this is on MSNBC, drawing an analogy between the Capitol riot and the path to power for Der Führer. This is clip 7.
During the rise of Hitler, by the way, we can draw the analogies. As far as we can talk about this being 1933, we can do that.
But you'd be wrong.
A lot of businesses, a lot of German corporations saw Hitler as a clown. They backed him because they thought he was going to be a bulwark against communism, against the rise of communism across Europe, socialism. We've seen a lot of businesses, a lot of CEOs, a lot of the world's richest people, a lot of America's richest people back Donald Trump. And back him because it was good for their bottom line.
First of all, if you want to draw an analogy with Hitler, it's not 1933. 1933 was the year he was elected as Chancellor of Germany. It's 1923, the failed beer hall putsch, the failed attempt, which was actually, that had some similarities to what was going on Capitol Hill. But the way that Joe Scarborough's breaking news, another member of the Trump cabinet bites the dust, acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf has resigned. But the point being that, look, to continue to bring Hitler up, Jeanine Pirro brought up Hitler and the Nazis. Yeah, and she's very much on Trump's side. She's one of Trump's biggest backers. What context did she bring it up on? This is absurd beyond belief. This is a clip of two more. And what does the resignation of the acting Secretary of Homeland Security mean? I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to go with Trump to inspect the border. Look, there is a very, very real concern, and this is only heightened by the articles of impeachment that are about to be passed by the House, which is that in these 9 days, who's running the show? Much of the cabinet has abandoned ship already. And Trump is going to the border. Uh-huh. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans have blocked Democrats from introducing a unanimous consent call on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. Democrats can now bring up the resolution for a vote on Tuesday. When it comes to impeaching the president, articles were introduced on Monday, and Democrats do have the votes. But according to Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida, it's probably not the best thing to do.
Joe Biden's not going to get anything done if he continues down this path, and neither will the Democrats. All these vendettas against in the past, it makes no sense. This should be a time of unity, time of hope for the future, and that's not what the Democrats are doing.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, social media company Parler is suing Amazon, alleging the Seattle-based firm's hosting service violated antitrust laws and their contractual agreement. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The market went down today, but only 89 points, still above 31,000, the Dow Jones. And most economic experts are very strong on the idea that 2021 should be a strong year of comeback for our economy. And it certainly should be a strong year for lots of startups and new companies, particularly on the cutting edge of technology. You can find out about some of them and join others in crowdsourcing some of those investments, which give a real possibility of spectacular returns through our crowd, which has been one of the leading venture capital sources for Israeli high tech, which has changed the whole world. Again, Israel applauded. Now 20% of all Israelis are vaccinated and protected against COVID-19, way ahead of any other country in the world. And see what it is that the Israelis do right. Go to ourcrowd.com or to ourcrowd. Go to the banner at michaelmedved.com, and you can get information and invitations to webinars. It's all totally free. Go to michaelmedved.com. I was talking before about Joe Scarborough. One of the things that's wrong with the analogy that he gives is that right now, people aren't paying attention if they think some of the biggest companies in America are all in Trump's hip pocket. They're not. Some of the biggest companies in America are companies like Amazon and Google and Twitter and Facebook, and none of which are particularly friendly to Donald Trump, you may have noticed. And the idea of comparing the United States, where our democracy has proven highly resilient to anything about the situation in Weimar Germany, where they were going through terrible, terrible inflation, economic distress right after World War I, and there was the whole idea of blaming someone else for having lost a war. And here in the United States, whatever you want to say about the situation with Trump, however much you may dislike him in our current political situation, the Hitler analogy doesn't work. And that's why I actually think that it's a shame that the president-elect compared Ted Cruz and Jeff Hawley, Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, compared them to Nazis. I think they're both extremely foolish. I think they both have damaged the country and damaged their own political careers profoundly. Ted Cruz reminding everybody why he's one of the least popular men on Capitol Hill. But here is Joe Biden commenting about Cruz and Hawley and bringing up a Nazi example, which he shouldn't have done. This is the president-elect. Listen.
Do you think some of them should resign? Should Senator Cruz or Senator Hawley resign?
I think they should be just flat beaten the next time they run. I think the American public has a real good, clear look at who they are. They're part of the big lie. The big lie. I was being reminded by a friend of mine, and maybe you were with me, I can't recall, when we were told that, you know, Goebbels and the great lie, you keep repeating the lie, repeating the lie. Well, there was a print that when Dresden was bombed, firebombed, there were 250 people that were killed, or was it 2,500 people were killed? And Goebbels said, no, 25,000 or 250,000 were killed. And our papers printed that. Our papers printed it. It's the big lie. People will know. It's one thing for one man, one woman, to repeat the lie over and over and over again. By the way, Trump said that before he ran. If you say it enough, I'm going to convince you. I'll say it enough. The press is bad. The press is bad. The press is bad. The press is bad. If he's the only one saying it, that's one thing. But the acolytes that follow him, like Cruz and others, they are as responsible as he is.
Okay, he's talking about the big lie about Trump having won by a great landslide. Or Trump having won at all. He didn't. He lost by over 7 million votes. And he lost substantially in the state of Pennsylvania, which he was contesting. He lost by 80,000. The state of Michigan, which he was contesting, lost by 150,000. In any event, I think it's a shame that he messed up the numbers. I do believe it was far more than 2,500 people were killed in the firebombing of Dresden. I don't know off the top of my head how many people it actually was. But I do know that Jeanine Pirro, talking about Parler and equating Parler with the Nazi Party or what's happening to Parler, as a victim. This is Judge Jeanine. This is clip 10.
What's your reaction to that? Parler shut down.
Well, look, they gave us a taste of this pre-election when they suppressed the Hunter Biden story. And now that they've won, what we're seeing is a kind of censorship that is akin to a Kristallnacht, where they decide what we can communicate about.
Okay, she obviously knows nothing about Kristallnacht in November of 1938. She knows absolutely nothing. Kristallnacht was not about the suppression of newspapers, and by the way, neither is the Parler difficulties. This is a private business that is having a problem with other private businesses. It is not a governmental thrust at all. Obviously, Trump is still president. What government agency is damaging Parler? Answer, none. So the analogy with dictatorships or the Nazis, it's just crazy. And it's wildly irresponsible. But Kristallnacht involved these, Kristallnacht is a night of broken glass. That's why it's Crystal Night. It's because of the glass flying all over the street. And there were literally tens of thousands of Jewish businesses, synagogues that were burned, that were sacked, that were destroyed. Thank God my grandparents and my mother had already left Germany a couple of years before because of what was coming and what was happening. But to use these Nazi analogies so irresponsible is profoundly wrong. It's also profoundly wrong while recognizing that this is a very, very upsetting event, I think, to overstate its impact as some public schools have been doing. And this came in from a listener who writes, "While I am disgusted by the behavior exhibited by the protesters at the Capitol, and I'm no fan of Trump's behavior, I don't believe that this email to my 17-year-old son is appropriate. It's from Common App, a program he is using to apply for college. Here is the verbiage. Dear student, we witnessed a deeply disturbing attack on democracy on Wednesday when violent white supremacist insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to undo a fair and legal election. The stark differences between how peaceful black and brown protesters have been treated for years relative to Wednesday's coup again call attention to the open wound of systemic racism and highlight the work we still have to do to create a more just and equitable global society. As students like you work diligently toward pursuing higher education, I urge you in moments like this to continue that pursuit. An educated, just and more equitable society has never been more critical, and a college education is still the best investment you can make for your future. Our community needs bright minds like you to help us all achieve a better world." Well, what if you're addressing this to a student whose parents or the student himself or herself might not have a positive view of all the Black Lives Matter protests? And yes, some of them were quite violent. And again, trying to use this event to propagandize children, is that what Mary Miller was talking about that got her in trouble? It's not Nazism either way. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on "Why Did They Steal My Flag?" See Dr. Gary Smith on "I Still Like Ike." And see our friend Paul Kanger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, "The Institute for Faith and Freedom."
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show with 2020 in the rear view mirror is a miserable and extremely polarizing year in the United States of America. We are not beginning 2021 on the more hopeful, more unified, more promising note that I think many Americans would have hoped. One of the people who, it seems to me, has been most fair and most open-minded and really shown himself to be an exemplary public servant is Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Republican, conservative problem Republican. He used to be head of the Club for Growth. And Pat Toomey has one of those people who said that he will openly consider a charge of incitement to insurrection as a basis for impeachment. There are now 4 Republican senators so far who have already indicated they would be open to voting with Democrats to remove Trump from office. Doesn't say they will. But Pat Toomey also made this point, and I think it's a very important point that everyone should keep in mind. It's clip 4, Jeremy.
Any doubt at all, there's none in my mind, that the president's behavior after the election was wildly different than his behavior before. He descended into a level of madness and engaged in activity that was just absolutely unthinkable and unforgivable. For 4 years, he often put out offensive and objectionable tweets, actually sometimes dozens a day. I never felt, and I still don't think, that my job was to be the editor of his Twitter feed, although I was very often critical. But, you know, this raises the question of why did 75 million people vote for this man whose character flaws were always very apparent? 75 million Americans are not stupid. They're not evil. What we did was we looked at a choice that we had between a ever more radicalized left-wing Democratic Party and a man who's very, very flawed, but with whom we actually had very substantive success in the early parts of his administration, with a record-performing economy, with peace agreements in the Middle East, with restoring the strength of our military and all kinds of judicial confirmations. It wasn't a referendum on Donald Trump. It was a choice. And that's why I think 75 million Americans voted for him.
And actually, usually when an incumbent president is on the ballot, it is to some extent a referendum on him. And I think that was why 81 million Americans voted for Joe Biden. And by the way, 75 million Americans, I mentioned before, there's no vote total that shows 75. It's 74. Still a big vote. Still the second highest vote total for any candidate for president ever. Biden has the highest. There's this about some of those tweets and how those tweets and the messages from President Trump helped set up what we just experienced. The Wall Street Journal, again, in a great piece by Rebecca Bauhaus, puts under the headline, Course for Capitol Riot Set Early. No, it wasn't just something that just came up now since the election. Mr. Trump began laying the foundation for claims of voter fraud months ago in July of last year, with polls showing Mr. Biden ahead. The president tweeted, the 2020 election will be totally rigged if mail-in voting is allowed to take place, and everyone knows it. The day after the presidential election, Lynn Wood, a well-known lawyer and Trump supporter, drew battle lines. Country is on the brink of civil war, not North versus South, but truth versus lies. He posted on Parler. Freedom-loving Americans are on side of truth. Socialists, communists, globalists are on side of lies. In the following weeks, Mr. Wood kept up the war rhetoric. Do you think our country is on the verge of an attempted coup revolution in the disguise of a civil war? Or is it just me? He wrote on Parler. Mr. Flynn, Michael Flynn, the president's pardoned former national security advisor, urged his followers to defend America using such hashtags as Fight Like a Flynn or Fight for Trump. Quote, this is as serious a constitutional crisis as our nation has ever faced. We will only be the beacon of hope for the world if we are willing to stand with courage and integrity and defend our republic, he tweeted on November 13th. Sidney Powell, in a Fox Business Network interview, said the next day, this is essentially a new American revolution, and anyone who wants this country to remain free needs to step up right now. Then General Flynn tweeted a link to a news release from an Ohio-based conservative group. We covered it on the air. It's a group called We the People Convention that urged President Trump to invoke limited martial law and to force a new election conducted by our military. Mr. Wood said on Parler, he agreed Mr. Trump should declare martial law, end quote. At a Stop the Steal rally around that time in Alpharetta, Georgia, Lynn Wood, told the crowd, we're going to say slay Goliath, the communists, the liberals, the phonies. Joe Biden will never set foot in the Oval Office of this country. It will not happen on our watch. Never going to happen. On a December 9th interview on New Tang Dynasty television, I have no idea what that is, Lynn Wood said, I believe there will be violence in our streets soon. Sidney Powell answered a Twitter user who asked, how do we rise up? She suggested, among other things, to swarm the state capitol, Congress. Mr. Flynn retweeted her response. 4 days after Mr. Biden's Electoral College victory was formally cemented on December 14th, Mr. Woods said in a podcast interview that Americans should keep 2 weeks provisions in case of unrest. Mr. Trump began promoting the January 6th pro-Trump protest in Washington, D.C., last month, the day after Christmas, December 26th, he tweeted, never give up, see everyone in D.C. on January 16th, it's going to be wild. On December 30th, Mr. Wood said in a Parler post, each citizen must now make a decision. Will you sit quietly and allow communists and globalists to control every aspect of your lives, or will you stand tall and fight back for your freedom? The choice is yours to make. 2 days later, Trump retweeted a post from a supporter that said, the Calvary, spelled wrong, of course, the Calvary is coming. Mr. President, January 6th. All of this is so profoundly problematic. You have elections to settle disputes in this country. It's the way we do it, not trial by combat, as Rudy Giuliani called for on the day of the riot, but through the power of the ballot. You've heard the phrase, ballots, not bullets. I mean, for goodness sake, what are people talking about? And this is why it is so important, and I can't emphasize this enough. President Trump has one last chance for redemption. And he will redeem all the disastrous elements of this last 3 months. He will redeem it all if he stands up clearly, discouraging these 50 statewide protests for armed protesters, if he discourages the million militia march, if he says to extreme and delusional right-wingers that really the election is over and there is no fight in the streets that's going to settle it. How are they supposed to settle it? By marching on the Capitol. Meanwhile, there's an eternal struggle between belief and skepticism. It's highlighted in a most unusual movie that is now available. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A desperate husband contemplating murder goes to a seedy hotel room where he gets involved in a heavy-duty conversation with a walking, talking Bible. In the provocative new movie, Gun and a Hotel Bible.
You seem like a good guy.
Not a good guy.
So a bad guy who talks to Bibles.
The two actors who star in the surprisingly effective film, Bradley Gosnell and Daniel Florin, also wrote the play that inspired it. They are both superb on screen, with Florin bringing to life a book, or should I say the book, that spent most of its life ignored in a hotel room drawer, but here gets a chance to engage with a bitterly disillusioned pastor's son. Officially unrated, but with some intense adult content that would have probably earned a PG-13. This is a wildly original and profoundly serious film. 3 stars for the impossible to forget Gun and a Hotel Bible. And next time on the MedVed Show, we'll be speaking to legal expert John Yoo about what it means if you actually try to have an impeachment trial for a president who's no longer in office. Would he also be open to general prosecution by legal authorities? That and much more we will cover in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.